when you mentioned Alzheimer's disease, though, you kind of trip another wire in my brain. For the last couple of years, I've been working with a brilliant scientist from India. He was formerly director of the Indian National Brain Institute, Dr. Pravat Mandal, Mandal. And he and I've helped with a couple of his sub few of his papers now have shown that in patients with mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, there's a marked decrease in glutathione in the brain in these patients. We can measure this with a very sophisticated imaging device called MR spectroscopy, non-invasively. It's an MRI device and spectroscopic evaluation of the various brain chemicals is obtained. And glutathione is the main antioxidant in the brain. And what we've postulated, and others have as well, is that oxidative stress is the underlying pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, meaning the excess production of free radicals leads to mitochondrial impairment, leads to the subsequent deposition of beta amyloid plaque, leads to the formation of neurofibrillary tangles, which are the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. So the question, of course, is, well, can we take glutathione, and what kind of preparations of glutathione might one take if there's mild cognitive impairment, early Alzheimer's disease? And there are several products on the market, but there's one in particular called Continual G. And there's an online site for it. I'm not affiliated with it in terms of any financial remuneration or background, but some brilliant neuroscientists at the University of New South Wales in Australia have shown that a particular compound gets into the brain better than others. So what we really want to do, and we're looking for financial support now in terms of grants, is take a cohort of patients with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease, measure the glutathione in the brain, document that it's low, and then concurrently do neuropsychological testing, and then administer glutathione to the patient over a course of time, re-image and retest to see if we can make a difference with a very simple procedure, non-pharmacologic in terms of a drug. The drug industry has spent billions of dollars looking for the quotes cure for Alzheimer's. Recent drug Leqembi has been released. It costs $26,000+, has a 27% effectiveness in delaying cognitive impairment by 6 months, and has a 21% complication rate of intracranial hemorrhage, intracerebral hemorrhage, and cerebral edema. Still, we're not there, So again, we're very excited by the observations that have been made, primarily by the team in India, but we're collaborating now at the University of Pittsburgh to push this forward. So, if there are any individuals who want to get involved and help us with this project, particularly with financial support, with very high level Alzheimer's investigators here at the University of Pittsburgh, I'd be happy to entertain any questions from them.
Okay. Well, yes, you'll have to give me a link or something that they should
Sure.
connect to. But
My Gmail,
all
maroon
right.
jc at gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you. Just one last thing while we're on that. So the glutathione therapy that you're looking at, does it look like it would be able to help once Alzheimer's is there, or only kind of in preventing it in the first place?
Well, you have to think of Alzheimer's disease as a neurodegenerative disease on a spectrum. Early Alzheimer's disease, there's not that much destruction. But as time goes on, you have neuronal toxicity, apoptosis, and death of cells in a spectrum. So when you get to the tail end of the spectrum, you're not able to Lazarus-like bring the neurons back. So the whole thing, even for the drugs that are being used, is in an early, if at all possible, that early part of the spectrum where there's mild cognitive impairment, memory loss that's not severe, and the other hallmarks of the disease.
Right.